Hi, this is Betty with Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break, and you're listening to WCRS 98.3 102.1 LPFM, your community radio station. And this is Betty. I'm your host at Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break. Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break is a collaboration between Simply Living and Global Gallery. Simply Living's mission statement is to simplify all lives, green the earth, and healing towards wholeness. And Global Gallery is a fair trade organization that specializes in handcrafts and cultural education. And this is your weekly fair trade news. Bella's Chocolate Surprise is Fair Trade's first kids' book. Bella's Chocolate Surprise is by Adam Gillian and illustrated by Elk Steiner. It is suggested for ages 5 to 7 and is one of the first children's picture books to focus on fair trade. It stars inquisitive, adventurous heroine Bella Palastica and takes readers from Bella's home in London to Ghana, West Africa. In Ghana, Bella befriends a group of children who work in the cocoa fields to make chocolate as part of Fair Trade Certified Collective. Bella's Chocolate Surprise is a lively, fast-paced read mixing magical elements and realism, underpinned by positive messages about cross-cultural friendship, working together, and the benefits of fair trade. Also new this week is Slow Chai launching private label fair trade tea. Slow Chai recently introduced private label organic fair trade certified chai tea to cafes, restaurants, caterers, distributors, and food service businesses across the country looking for a chai that meets consumers' demands for an ethical cup. Slow Chai is committed to working closely with partners to market their brands while providing the highest quality chai on the market, says Joel Pace, president of Slow Chai. Made from all natural raw ingredients, several characteristics set Slow Chai tea products apart from other chai brands. Their uniquely versatile latte mix can be used to make hot, cold, spicy, sweetened, and blended drinks. In addition, Slow Chai is committed to reducing its carbon footprint by microbrewing chai in the regions where it is distributed. So today we have a little bit of fair trade music for you by Baka Beyond. Baka Beyond is a world music group formed in 92 with members from a wide variety of backgrounds and cultures, and they fuse Celtic and other Western music styles with traditional Baka music from Cameroon. Baka Beyond began in 1992 when musicians Sue Hart and Martin Craddock traveled southeast Cameroon to live with the Baka tribe in their natural rainforest environment. During their time there, they recorded music with the Baka people, and some was later released on the return to the UK on Baka Beyond's first album, Spirit of the Forest. In the early days of the band, Baka Beyond consisted of English musicians trying to recreate the sound recorded with the Baka integrate into their music, but it eventually grew into include musicians from Senegal, Brittany, Sierra Leone, and Ghana. Martin Craddock and other members of the band traveled back to the rainforest to record music with the Baka people. They have recorded many albums containing a mix of music and sounds directly recorded from the rainforest and music recorded by the band, which always shows a strong influence from Baka music. Much of the profit from Baka Beyond's album has been spent improving things in the rainforest, and a new music house, a large barn with recording equipment, has been built on the request of the tribe. Baka Beyond sound is a combination of music influenced by the Baka people, African rhythms, and traditional Celtic tunes. Each musician has contributed their own style to the band. Generally, their songs contain strong rhythms, traditional Baka singing style, and exotic instruments, including the marimba, djembe, ningnong, soga, kanoma, pangaloa, tama, kabobash, and kora, which is an African harp. The song we are playing for you today is called The Man Who Danced Too Slowly. According to Baka mythology, the original people on Earth were all changed into animals. Each animal shows a different human trait, and one, a kind of large millipede, is a descendant of a man who danced too slowly. And here it is, The Man Who Danced Too Slowly by Baka Beyond. Blackbeard with The Man Who Danced Too Slowly. And this is Betty Blockinger on Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break on WCRS 98.3 102.1 LPFM Columbus. So some interesting things have been happening lately in fair trade, especially in legislation. Senator Sherrod Brown has recently passed the Farm Bill in Congress, which is a huge bill for fair trade. Earlier this month, the House and Senate passed the 2008 Farm Bill. The Farm Bill ensures against extreme swings in agricultural prices, invests in rural communities, provides new incentives to protect our natural resources, develops local markets for family farmers, and helps struggling families put healthy food on the table. It's also working with the Ohio farmers to develop the average. Sherrod Brown is actually working with the Ohio farmers to develop the average crop revenue election acre program, and is one of the most significant reforms to farm programs in decades. Acre, the average crop revenue election program, offers a much needed choice to farmers. It enables them to switch from traditional farm safety net programs to a revenue-based approach that better protects against volatile crop prices, natural disasters, and rising production costs. This is true reform for farmers and taxpayers. The Farm Bill also includes much-needed funding for our nation's food banks. Food banks across the state are running out of supplies, and that puts Ohio families and children at risk. The bill provides $50 million in immediate emergency funding for food banks and also almost doubles funding for food banks over the next 5 years. The 2008 Farm Bill promotes American agriculture, advances our conservation goals, and honors Americans' compassion for those in need. While no bill is perfect, the Farm Bill is a solid accomplishment. And the Farm Bill directly relates to fair trade because one of the goals of fair trade is providing access to markets for people and artisans who don't normally have access to selling their goods. And the Farm Bill provides access to markets for all of our local Ohio farmers and also helps protect our local farmers. The Farm Bill is also great for the environment because it's supporting Ohio farmers and is not requiring extra amounts of fuels for shipping, like if we get products from California and Florida, where there are high amounts of fuel used in shipping their fruits and vegetables to us. So, fair trade likes the Farm Bill. Thank you, Senator Sherrod Brown. Another development in fair trade recently is the question of where to sell fair trade products. And interesting enough, on April 1st of 2008, Walmart launched 3 house brand coffees certified as fair trade, meaning they provide a fair price to small farmers. It was a crowning achievement for Transfair, the U.S. Fair Trade's industry labeling organization, and it was a sign that the fair trade movement has truly arrived in the U.S. mass market. After all, Walmart is not only the world's largest retail, but also the one with the broadest reach. For some proponents of fair trade, however, that endorsement of their cause feels more like a co-opting and trying to boost the participation of Walmart and other large companies such as Procter & Gamble. They fear the whole idea of helping small farmers is getting warped. Many of the beneficiaries, critics say, wind up being the same type of big operations that prospered under the old system. Take Walmart's warehouse club division, Sam's Club. When Sam started offering fair trade tea, bananas, and roses earlier this year, it seemed like a huge win for the movement, which had already seen sales of fair trade coffee grow tenfold from 2001 to 2006 to $730 million. The idea of bringing high-quality items to our members at a great value that were produced in an environmentally and socially responsible way was just too compelling to pass up, says Greg Sprague, Executive Vice President for Merchandising at Sam's Club. But all the fair trade cut flowers and a large quantity of tea, bananas, and sugar imported to the U.S. come from big plantations in places such as Ecuador and Colombia. The large companies want to continue working with mass producers like plantations rather than going the tougher route, which is identifying small farmers and buying them from them, says Carmen K. Lezzi, executive director of the Fair Trade Federation, a trade group of companies that say they are 100% committed to fair trade. Part of the problem Walmart faced is the difficulty of applying the same standards of equity and economics to different types of crops. While half the global production of coffee comes from small farms, it takes a larger operation to compete in bananas, tea, cut flowers, or sugar. The disadvantaged majority would be locked out of the market if I were to look for only small farms for bananas and tea, says Rice, who is the executive of Transfair, the Fair Trade Certifier of America. Transfair sets different standards for plantations to be certified as fair trade. They have to pay workers fair wages, have to allow them to organize into unions, and have strong work safety measures. The workers from a group get a part of the premium price, 8% to 12% of each sale, that comes with a fair trade label for social and business developmental projects. There is a rose farm on top of a hill in Ecuador where the workers wear protective equipment against pesticides, they have free health care, and have invested in their own daycare facility with their project money. And I'm very proud of that, says Rice, Transfair executive. Working against Rice, however, is the perception that plantation owners get where they are by exploiting poor farmers and workers in developing nations. Some of these plantations in previously colonized countries are still owned by colonizers, rich white Europeans. And some in Latin Central America are owned or controlled by large corporations such as Dole and Del Monte. Plantations are the legacy of an unfair system where the elite and wealthy classes denied small producers their land, and small farmers also got the raw end of the deal, says Jonathan Rothenzel, CEO of OK USA, which sells fair trade certified fresh fruit bought directly from growers. Also, there are questions about whether Transfair has the resources it needs to monitor worker conditions, as labor rights groups do. Those labor groups say it's hard to keep tabs on workers in countries like Colombia, which hasn't been a friendly place for trade unions, and where workers are generally afraid to speak out. Indeed, none of the flower plantations in Colombia that are certified fair trade have worker unions. We wonder if Transfair is equipped to deal with worker right violations, especially as they expand and get into more complex supply chain industry like garments, says Bama Athreya, executive director of the International Labor Rights Forum, a nonprofit advocacy group in Washington. Transfair CEO Rice says he will continue his push into other areas, even apparel. He says that when faced with criticism, he likes to remind himself of his experience in Nicaragua. The cooperative he started there has grown to 3,000 families after 4 years. The families' lives have improved dramatically. They have electricity and water, they can afford health care, and their children are attending high school and even college for the first time. It was a transformative experience for me, says Rice, and I believe that globally I could have the same kind of impact if I grow that vision in America. This week's spotlight on producers is Canon, and Canon is based in Janine, Palestine. Canon Fair Trade sells olive oil and other delicacies produced by over 1,700 small farmers organized in informal cooperatives and represented by the Palestine Fair Trade Association. They supply bulk as well as finished and packaged olive oil and other goods to Europe, North America, and the Middle East. Their olive oil and all products are offered with a Palestinian Certificate of Origin. A large and growing portion of them are certified organic. Canon Fair Trade uses a fair trade concept to empower marginalized Palestinian rural communities caught in conflict so they can sustain their livelihoods and culture. To that end, they have built direct working relationships with these communities, paying sustainable prices for their agriculture products to ensure fair wages for labor along the supply chain. They support farmers in enhancing production procedures and product quality, building their capacities to work collectively and to sell to international markets. They educate farmers farmers about sustainable practices and support conversion to certified organic production. They also ensure sterling quality standards while implementing social and economic empowerment programs. Canon promotes cross-cultural, interfaith, and multi-ethnic connection of all participants in the production and trade processes. Workers, farmers, processors, traders, exporters, importers, distributors, and consumers. The idea is to create one community connected by the fair exchange of goods in a cross-cultural setting. By giving incentives to produce a high-quality product, Canon and its partners hope to reestablish traditional sustainable farming as an avenue for Palestinian farmers earning a livelihood. Fair trade provides a vehicle for alternative cultural expression and the opportunity for communities caught in conflict to connect with the outside world. For generations, their farms have given us some of the most delicately flavored olives, almonds, tomatoes, and other treasures of the earth. In the tradition of Palestinian hospitality and the spirit of free trade, they invite you to experience these pleasures. Thank you for listening to Betty's Fair Trade Coffee Break on WCRS 98.3, 102.1 LPFM Columbus. I am Betty, your host, and I'm the manager of Global Gallery Coffee Shop, which is located in the German Village of Columbus, Ohio. Global Gallery is also located in the heart of Short North at 682 North High Street. Check us out in the mall, Easton Mall Town Center. We're on the first floor down there, and we are also in Yellow Springs right on Xenia Avenue, the main drag of Yellow Springs. Once again, I'm Betty, and I thank you again for listening. Have a super fair trade day. Ciao.